I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW. The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I welcome all of you. Yes, we will get to the debate, but to open up, I have our first guest here this morning. His name is Dennis Brown. The name of the book is Tomorrow is Never Promised, Aaron's Story. It's about a father's journey through the horror of losing his teenage son in an automobile accident that we hear too much about this. Dennis is a teacher and a coach at the high school level, and he's here to join us to talk about his story. First of all, my sympathy, the sympathies of our entire listening audience. I can't think of anything more tragic. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
How long ago did this horrific accident occur?
It's been about 3.5 years now. July the 13th, 2012.
All right. So obviously the wound's still fresh. They'll never go away. I'm sure the book was written in honor of Aaron, but it was also a form of you dealing with it as well. Is that correct? Was there a dual reason for writing the book?
Yes, sir. I just remember from, number one, it's just, even though it was a tragedy that turned our lives upside down, there were some things that went on, and we realized it after the fact that was pretty special, things that were even going on even the day of the accident. Of course, we didn't realize it later on. And I couldn't help but wonder if it was supposed to hurt that bad, because about for 3 or 4 months, we were just like walking zombies. And so I decided to take the task of writing the story and hopefully trying to do it in a way so that it would give hope and inspiration to other people to try to get through something like this. Because, like you said, it happens every day somewhere. But until it actually happens to you, yourself, and the family, you just don't realize, exactly how bad it is. You can imagine, but until you go through it, you just don't know.
It's so horrific. I can't even let myself think about it as most people can't. Tell us about Aaron. What was he like, and what's his legacy?
Well, he was a popular kid in school. As a matter of fact, he had just graduated from high school that very week that he had his accident. I'd went to orientation with him for college, which he was planning on doing. He was involved in sports. He was an athlete. He was involved in student government. So, it was one of those things, just to be honest, when it happened, the school that he was in at the time was about 2,000 students, a little more. It was one of those things that it really rocked the entire community, because a lot of people knew him and our family and our ties and stuff.
Have you had the support of your community, your family, your church? This is kind of a stupid question, but how do you deal with this?
Well, you just, you know, to be honest with you, you got to take it one day at a time and small steps at a time. I mean, we know that it'll never be the same, and there's still pain there, but it has gotten better. And, of course, I think my faith and that kind of thing has really helped me through it too. But, it, you know, it's just one of those things where, to be honest, we went to, after a few months, we even went to a grief counselor. I mean, it was that bad. And almost didn't go, but we went as a family. And to be honest with you, that was the first time we'd actually talked about it as a family, because it just hurt too much. And one of the things that the counselor told me, and this is the one thing that I took away from him as much as anything else, because he had lost his father when he was a young child. And he made the comment, he said, you're always going to have the pain. You'll probably never get completely over it. But you do have a choice to either make the best out of it, or, you know, it can consume you if you want it to. So I made the decision that I was going to make the best out of it.
Dennis Brown, our thoughts, our prayers are with you. And, again, people get a copy of the book, Tomorrow is Never Promised, Aaron's Story. It's published by it's Fulton Books. You can go to fultonbooks.com, barnesandnoble.com, and amazon.com. In conclusion, do you have a website, Dennis, or not?
Well, there's actually one through Fulton Books. If you go to Fulton Books, and right now you can even go to recent releases, you'll see the cover of the book. All you've got to do is click on it, give some little information about it, and the different ways that you can order it.
All right, Dennis Brown, God bless you. Good luck with you in dealing with this the best you can, you and your family. And thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you very much.
All right, we're going to move on a little bit later on. Coming up, we've got a great story in the mining business. And Chaz Radovich, some of you may remember, this is artificial manufactured diamonds. The company that's doing incredibly well, Centaurus Diamond Technologies. Chaz will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. And we will have our last guest, Sarah Dwyer, on as well during the course of the show. I do want to remind everyone that coming up here next Tuesday will be Brian Tracy, one of the top sales managers in the world. He's put on seminars. He's sold millions of books. He'll be here with his new book, Get Smart. I know Brian personally. I've attended one of his presentations. If you're in business, you just will not want to miss it. Brian Tracy, and you can Google him to see him, to see all about him. You hear Wachusett's being sponsored on the show, and I want to give this opportunity to offer you two free tickets. All you have to do is be caller number three. That's caller number three. For Wachusett Mountain, you get two Anytime Good Lift ski tickets through the 2016 season. And the number to call is 888-205-2263. That's 888-205-2263. If you're caller number three, Tim will take your name and your address. Don't need anything else, and these tickets will be mailed out to you today. So take advantage, 888-205-2263, caller number three. The debate last night, well, unexpected in some circles, expected in other. We found out that the political pundits know very little when it comes to the politics of 2016. We've truly had a revolution, a nonviolent revolution. Forget about the incidents that happened at the Trump campaigns. Any little thing that can be used to nail Donald Trump is being utilized against them, the candidates. And was it wise or was it unwise for them to take a rather soft-spoken approach last night? You know, these things can only be answered after the fact, and they'll be answered in the winner-take-all polls coming up on the second Super Tuesday, which is next Tuesday. The Keys, Florida, Marco Rubio's home state, Ohio, John Kasich's home state. John Kasich is hanging in there. Without any victories, Marco Rubio has won in Minnesota and won in Puerto Rico. The prospects are worse than dim for both of these gentlemen. This is the time where deal-making goes on. It's like Kali Fiorina, which I like the move, jumping on to support Ted Cruz. Not only do we have a bright, articulate woman, far smarter and more poised and personable than Hillary Clinton, but somebody I think who would be a nice complement to the ticket, not as conservative as Ted Cruz, but one has to deal with reality. I think if that's the case, and I don't know that it is, it would be a superb choice. I think that would be a wonderful ticket. Marco Rubio continues to fight, I believe, in denial for survival. Kasich has a slight lead in most polls, and we'll go through the analysis of this after the upcoming break. He has a slight lead. Marco Rubio still well down in Florida. He was down by double digits. Some of the more recent polls indicate that that lead is narrowing. Some polls as low as 8%. What does this mean for Donald Trump? Does it mean a broken convention? What will happen? And if it indeed is a broken convention, who will step in? And are we going to have the same thing on the other side if Hillary gets indicted? A flat-out despicable human being. I just can't get over the comments made by the parents of those who lost their kids in Benghazi, and one of the fathers of, I know, Glenn Doherty's father. I have not seen him. I have not heard from him since. You want to talk about tragedy? We certainly had it in the opening segment here. And Hillary, just a bold-faced liar. I just don't know how anybody with half a conscience can do this. Well, I guess I just answered the question. She doesn't have half a conscience. And one of the mothers said, and I can't think of anything more fitting, there's a place in hell for Hillary. All right, we're coming back. More analysis right after these messages.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is David Limbaugh, nationally syndicated columnist and author of the new book, Crimes Against Liberty, number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Not trying to brag about that, but just happy about it. I just did a great interview with your host, Stu Taylor, who is one of the best out there. He's on fire. He's almost more on fire than I am. He should have his show. Hey, he does have his show. He is awesome. You're lucky to have him.
All right, we're back. Let me announce the we got a little bit of an echo here, Tim. If you there we go. I want to announce the winner of our first call-in for the Wachusett's tickets. It's Laurie Fisher from Hopkinton. Laurie Fisher, Hopkinton, Mass. Congratulations. The tickets will be in the mail today. Let's do this again. As skiing, as you hear from the different ads on air here, will be continuing for quite a while. So one more time, I'm going to give away two tickets. This time it's caller number two, 888-205-2263. 888-205-2263. Leave your name and your address. That's all I need with Tim. And those will be in the mail to you today. You'll be able to go skiing later this week, anytime this week. It's actually the weekend now. Is it? Holy mackerel. So where are we right now? The big talk is, will there be a broken convention? I think it's plainly obvious right now, since Marco Rubio and Kasich aren't going to pull out. The advice for a lot of people was for Rubio to pull out of Florida before he gets embarrassed. I think the lead has been cut down enough in some polls that perhaps he should just hang in there. He's been making strides. He had a pretty good debate last night. And this could put him on the map and perhaps save his political career. Now, if he pulls out, people are saying if he gets slaughtered in Florida, his political career is over. I'm going to make the case that if he pulls out of the race before the Florida vote, his political career is over too. So I think Rubio should hang in there. I mean, Kasich has absolutely nothing to lose. He could show up as somebody's vice president. He did his usual boring, pedantically oriented, a decent job last night. The only thing about Kasich I don't like, he's too liberal. You know, he's much more like one of the old liberal Democrats. But he's consistent, and I think he's sincere. He's consistent. He's tough. You know, Kasich is a very well-experienced guy. Now you come to Cruz and Trump. Cruz, again, he did a very good job last night. He had a couple of lines which were critically important during the debate. I don't want to start rehashing all of the things that they said, but as far as impact, he made an impact. Didn't do anything to damage himself. And Trump, finally, I think got smart, and his temperament was very laid back. Now, I've been saying, I mean, come on, you can't keep pushing the button here. You're going to tick off so many people, especially with the Fields, Michelle Fields, quote, being brought down to the ground at one of the rallies because, quote, again, I put them in quotes because I'm not endorsing it because of Trump's tough talk. You know, I would like to punch this guy right in the face. You know what they do in the old days when someone protested like this? They drag him out. Leave his coat here. It's cold out. A stretch, yes, understandable. And the fact that people's emotions are so tuned right now to a high level that you almost want to say, go for it. I mean, it's the same way. I get caught up in this. Just because I do this show doesn't mean I'm, and I try to be pragmatic in what I do or think, it doesn't mean that I'm void of emotions. The 78-year-old guy, what's his name, McGraw, who hit the black protester going out with an elbow, certainly uncalled for, certainly extreme. And his follow-up comments have landed in an arrest, and the comments were that, you know, it would happen again, and next time he could be killed or we'd kill him. I mean, that's over the top. I don't care who you're voting for. I don't care what the issue is. It's over the top. Will it hurt Trump? Well, obviously, everybody in the political arena is trying to find ways to talk about this instead of the substantive issues. And last night was probably the most productive, beneficial debate of all, really focusing on the issues. I think Trump came out the winner, as did Cruz, based upon the fact that nobody went in with any savage attacks. Now, there's been a lot of condemnation, and I think justifiable. I certainly stand up and say these Republican debates have by and large been a disgrace. I mean, it's a disgrace on the other side only because you got a nutcake who should be in an asylum, and that's Bernie Sanders. And you got a criminal who should be behind bars. That's the only thing that has, when I talk about volatility in a debate, those are the only two issues, just by virtue of the nature of who they are, not their actions or not what was said. But Trump has to get to 1,237. It may be deal-making time. And maybe the deal-making time goes, you know, with Ted Cruz, hey, Ted, you know, how about being vice president? You know, all those things you said about me, I'm a liar. All that stuff, ladies and gentlemen, I can assure you, it just goes away. It doesn't mean anything. The only fraud that it serves as are video advertisements for the American people to be put forth. So that's why I think politicians should be a little more cautious in terms of what they say. I still think it will be Trump. Cruz, I think, is going to get some kind of big boost or benefit out of this, whether he is fortunate enough. Now, he's less than 100 votes away from Trump, and he trails Trump in these two states. At some point, it's going to be unreachable. It's not unreachable right now. I believe he's still a competitor. Cruz is still number one for me. Trump is, you know, and I don't say this embarrassingly. I say this practically. Trump is number two because I'm so ticked off at political correctness that it affects me every single day where I go because people ask me a question. I give you an honest answer to my question. Oh, yeah, you don't want to upset. I don't care who I, if you ask the question, I'm going to give you an answer. And I'm fed up with political correctness. I'm just fed up. I was having an email exchange with a dear friend of mine who I think the world of for everything except his politics. And we went back and forth here this morning, and I made a few comments about Obama, and he emailed me back about Fox being a racist network. And see, that's the first accusation from those on the left. Racist! Well, if there's such racism, how did Barack Obama, who, by the way, is half white, get elected? It has scared the Republican establishment to death. Hasn't scared me to death because I'm not in. And even if I were running, it wouldn't. You know why? It hasn't got anything to do with race. The only thing it has to do with race is the poor race relations that Obama has created with his actions, starting with what went on at Harvard with Gates. But this isn't about race. It's about selling out the United States of America and coming up with such bogus issues as climate control. I mean, if you're a supporter of climate control and you want to see that in the past 100 years, there's been a 1 degree change, continue to do it and keep drinking the Kool-Aid. But a lot of the issues were addressed last night. I don't know if anybody changed their mind. I certainly didn't. I even changed my mind from day one. Well, maybe day two. I just had to see how Trump performed. And there's not a whole lot of substance, but I've explained he'll put the right people in to do the job. All right, a little change of subject. We're taking a break.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4 inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile, and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals on bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. For the best flooring deals this week, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Fox News Channel contributor and political strategist Dick Morris. You know, strategy is the key to success in politics and in business. So if you want to talk about business strategy and learn about it, tune in for Stu Taylor and his show Stu Taylor on Business.
A success story, commodities market, the minerals market, the mining market, however you want to define it. There aren't, quite frankly, there aren't a lot of them, but that's why we're having Chaz Radovich back. He is responsible in part for the tremendous success of Centaurus Diamond Technologies, Inc. Its trades on the pink sheets, the symbol is OTC. The symbol is CTDT. It's on the pink sheets. And I want you to go to the website, which is Centaurus, C-E-N-T-A-U-R-U-S, Technologies, Inc. You really should get an investor's kit and just look at it. Now, Chaz, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you.
Thank you, Stu.
I'd like you, in your role, and again, just briefly define your role with the company and an overview of what the company does.
I'm the Executive Vice President of Investor Relations and Public Relations and involved in new biz development for the company. And essentially, I try to manage the investor relations process for the company and bring the street current on what are some of our technologies are and what our goals are as far as the company here in the short term moving forward.
All right. And just a brief overview of the company, and then we'll get into a lot of new and interesting things.
Okay, Stu. Basically, we've discussed in the past, you know, that mined diamonds are a finite resource and are reaching their limit. And industry surveys from the Bain Report and McKinsey Report say that the known reserves and proven reserves of diamonds are reducing significantly because of the ability to get to these diamonds. And of the diamonds that are really mined every year, a significant portion of them, probably around 75-80%, are used for industrial application. And when we focus on industrial diamonds or cultured diamonds, as your name suggests, they're basically man-made or lab-created diamonds that are grown using carbon atoms, just like diamonds found in nature. And scientists make cultured diamonds using a process called chemical vapor deposition, which grows a cultured diamond from the seed of a mined diamond. The difference is usually indistinguishable between real and cultured diamonds by experts that are in that field and even people involved in the jewelry industry. However, recently what I want to let the street know is obviously that we've had some very good benchmark R&D milestones that we've reached, and our process can use anything made out of carbon, any carbonaceous material, and we apply tremendous pressure and heat to the process, but it doesn't take weeks like a lot of the other people that are making cultured or synthetic diamonds. It's done in a fraction of a second, and because of that, there's a lot less use of energy, and it's a lot greener and better process. So that's essentially the size of it, Stu.
Chaz, what's the size of the diamond market? Of course, you mentioned something very key. It's a finite resource. What's the size of the market, and how big is the demand? And what is the impact as far as Centaurus?
The size of the current mined diamond market is around 125 million carats annually, of which around 100 million carats go to industrial application. When you look at the actual synthetic diamond market, there's several different reports out there, the McKinsey Report and the fifth annual Bain Diamond Report, that put the market at billions of carats. However, we focused on the most conservative numbers, and we feel that that's around 550 million carats, or roughly around $22 billion annual. And it's growing at 5.1%. However, only around 35% of that 5.1% annual growth is being met. So the market is currently underserved. And obviously, if someone could come up with a process that could create a more better or cheaper synthetic diamond or make it quicker, like we're planning to do, that's our goal, then the market could grow exponentially because there's a whole bunch of applications, one of which is a semiconductor application where diamonds could be used, and that growth would be then a lot bigger.
And every year I go, I missed it this year, and your people were at the PDAC, the Prospectors Development Show, for the largest mining show in the world in Toronto. Tell us, how did that go, and what were the indication of how things are proceeding in the market?
The show went extremely well. We went up there with our autogenous impact mill, which is our air impact mill. And essentially, we've had that mill in production before. Alvin Snapper, who was the CEO of AIM Manufacturing, which stands for Autogenous Impact Mill, had sold a couple of hundred units in the past, and none of them have ever broken down in the field. And essentially, it's got a much more it's a longer economic life, and it can work to replace a lot more expensive conventional equipment, and it never breaks down, because essentially it uses an airflow technology to smash the material against itself. And because there's no metal-to-metal contact, obviously the units last almost forever. Mr. Snapper has the distinction of having been voted in Design News Magazine Best Patent of the Year. He's had that distinction on three separate occasions to have that. No one's ever received that distinction or citation more than once. So he's gotten over 600 patents granted, and he's going to be essentially putting in several other disruptive technologies under the company here as we move forward.
Could you also elaborate a little on how research and development is progressing and some of the things that you hear that will be coming down the road?
We've had some very, very good successes outside of Providence there at our research and development facilities, and we brought on some additional team members to that R&D team recently.
I just want to say, for those listening out of New England, it's Providence, Rhode Island. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's Providence, Rhode Island. Excuse me. So we've had some very, very good success with addition to our research and development team, where we're able to now, through spectroscopy machines and electron microscopes, detect success on every single run we're making regarding different carbonaceous materials. And we're actually fine-tuning that process to get it ready so that we can start building apparatus and machines and fully automate the process sometime this year and go into full production.
Give us just an overview of what's coming in terms of other products down the road.
Well, we've got, besides our synthetic diamond process, the Magnetech process, we've got the autogenous impact mills that will be made in units the size of 500 pounds per hour, but can be made as large as 20-ton per hour units. And these units are used for a host of different industries, that we can use them for everything from structural to engineering to geological ores and mining establishments, cosmetic and pharmaceutical industries. And that'll be a unit that'll be coming to market here sometime in late April. We'll have the first 10 units built, and they're already pre-sold. So we feel that that'll create another revenue stream for us. And obviously, there's tens of thousands of junior miners and different applications that these units can be sold in. And so that's another unit that'll be coming down the pipe here as far as a revenue stream for the company.
Let's turn to the business aspect, the investors, and some numbers in terms of where the stock is trading, its range, debt, burn rate, outstanding shares, market cap, whatever you think is relevant to tell potential investors.
Well, our stock has got a fairly limited float. There's only 29,150,000 shares in the float, and the investors that have been investing in Centaurus Diamond Technologies are people that really believe in where our future is and where we're heading, so that there's not a lot of activity in the market because the shares are tightly held, the people that have bought and accumulated those shares over the course of time. We believe that the market conditions are of such a nature that once we become producing, revenue producing, the stock will finally become a naturally traded stock, and that should propel the stock to much higher levels. We've noticed that, obviously, over the course of time, that there's a lot of market makers that have gone short on our stock, and we've found a new range around the 25, 30 cent range. But we feel with the announcements we're going to be making and with success we're having at the R&D facilities, that the stock should have a significant upward trend over the course of the next few months, and hopefully will generate the kind of interest in the investor community to garner other investors and shareholders joining what I call our shareholder list and become part of our team here and become, I think, rewarded because of that, because the stock should be going up significantly from here.
So, to be succinct, what do you say to potential shareholders out there in terms of what your company is doing, which is making magnificent strides, and taking into consideration the competitive marketplace? What do you say to shareholders?
I would tell them that we have revolutionary technology. We have disruptive technology. And because of that, currently the market, which is growing, like I said, at 5.1% annually, is currently being undermet. If we can create a technology that will meet the demand that's out there right now and be able to supply synthetic diamonds to industrial users and other people that need synthetic diamonds and create new markets,
we got to run line. Chaz Radovich, Executive VP of Investing in IR and PR, Centaurus Diamond Technologies. The news is so good, he'll be rejoining us Wednesday. Thanks, Chaz.
Thank you, Stu.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number,
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is Monica Crowley from Fox News Channel. I just did a fantastic interview with the great Stu Taylor. Stu, thank you so much. You are fabulous. Everybody listen to Stu Taylor.
All right, our final segment. And by the way, let me just announce the winner for two more ski tickets at Wachusett's. And we'll be doing this periodically here. It is Jim Fletcher of Cohasset. Jim Fletcher is the winner. Thanks very much. Those tickets will be in the mail to you today. And we go to our final guest of the day right now, joining us is Sarah Dwyer. She is the author of The Battle for Eve. It's published by Tate Publishing Company. You can go to tatepublishing.com, barnesandnoble.com, or amazon.com to get a copy of it. And welcome to the show. How nice to have you on.
Well, thank you very much. It's such a pleasure to be here today.
Well, it's great to have you. And you sound vibrant and animated after a nice vacation. So we're going to jump right into it. Tell us what the book is about and why you wrote it.
The book is called The Battle for Eve. It is a biblical combat training for women in spiritual warfare. It is a Bible study for women for empowerment in life as women battle seems to be the same things over and over again in their lives. And hopefully this Bible study will be enlightening to them to help them to understand a little bit about how their enemy is working against them and how they can overcome that through the power of God.
Who, by the way, who would you define as the enemy?
Satan, our enemy who walks on the earth and comes up against us in every opportunity that he has.
Sarah, what is the origin of this book? What motivated you to write it? Do you have a religious background? Obviously, this isn't something that just popped into your head.
Right. Well, thank you for asking me that. Yes, I a couple of years ago was able to head back to school as I retired from my interior design business of 25 years. I headed back to school and got my master's in theology. And this particular topic was very a burden, I would say, on my mind. After years and years of mentoring women and teaching the Word of God, I found that women were repeatedly battled or burdened by the same things. I might say a different verse of the same song, if you understand what I mean there, but that women all across the nation, or at least in my world, or that I had come in contact, seemed to be battling the same kinds of things. And I simply had such a burden to say something or to write something that would be empowering, to be able to say to women, hey, girls, turn the light on. There, you have an enemy who comes up against you every time he can in your life. And by the way, he's not very original, because the same things that he hassles me about, he hassles you about. And furthermore, the same things that he hassled you about when you were 15 are the same things he's hassling you about when you are 35. And your responses to this barrage of attacks in your life are critical as to you having a life that is victorious and having the abundance and the peace that the Lord wants you to have, or the reverse of that, in keeping you in bondage or in misery. And so this particular book just came out of, literally came out of an assignment I had during my seminary classes, but it is an attempt to reach out to women all across the nation to say, girls, turn the light on so that you can see how the enemy is working in your life. Because, by the way, the same bait he put in your trap that worked so effectively last year is going to work just as effectively this year if you don't turn the light on and figure out what he's doing.
Other than the general concept of the book, that Satan is inflicting his wrath and his punitive measures in much the same way on women, tell us specifically what you think are some of the paramount issues women are dealing with today that disadvantage them.
Some of the things that we deal with in the battle for Eve are, I go through an exercise and talk about the different colored glasses that women wear, that the enemy, and of course this is a metaphorical kind of analogy, and that women put on rose-colored glasses, and that they don't deal in reality, and life seems to be minimized, and that things that are really important to God or to you in your life, he will minimize and say, no, that's not really all that important, so you don't really need to fight for that, you don't really need to strive for that. And then there are other things like fear, where we get in complete bondage and are completely inhibited by our fear of being exposed. Those would be our glasses that want to keep us, our stage glasses that want to keep us in the limelight, such that we present a perfect persona to the world around us. Out of our fear from, I don't really want people to know who I am because something might happen. There are things like beauty, traps that we have in our lives, in which we need to. Beauty is something that we must have to maintain some sort of importance in life, and so we get all skewed around in our beauty and what that was for. And we go through the scriptures about that and talk about how beautiful that is and how beautiful you are in the Lord, but it is not meant to be a burden for you or something that is crippling. It's meant to be something that is uplifting and comforting to you. And so we just go through the scriptures and look at those kinds of things to see how the Lord meant things for that, those things to be our empowerment, as opposed to Satan using them against us as a trap.
All right. Well articulated, Sarah Dwyer. The name of the book,
you.
The Battle for Eve.
Yes.
It's published by Tate Publishing. You can go to TatePublishing.com, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Thanks so much for bringing your message so eloquently to the airways.
Well, thank you very much. I've just enjoyed it. I sure appreciate your time.
All right. It's been our pleasure. Nice way to end the week. This is Stu Taylor wishing you all a great weekend. We'll see you back here Monday morning.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,